Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, May the 15th. Wisconsin is one of only four states without a law like this. Should it be illegal for a child 12 years old or younger to be in a boat without having a life jacket on? We're going to talk with a state senator who is a supporter of legislation that passed in the state Senate last week and is headed for the assembly, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions for her. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send us an email to talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Carol Ressler, Republican State Senator from Oshkosh, co-author and co-sponsor of a bill to require children 12 and under to wear life jackets. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I was surprised to read that Wisconsin is one of only four states without a law like this.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Iowa, Virginia, and Wyoming are the other three states.
Yes.
We hope to have Wisconsin have a law in place, this law in place, within this session and hopefully even within this voting season.
Yeah. Why do you think this is so important?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Not only, you know, do I think it's so important, but the National Transportation Safety Board has issued this as the number one problem and the number one issue for boater safety across the nation. So they look at all the statistics and all the drownings and all the problems on all the waterways, and they find that the safest environment for children is to have a personal flotation device. And this law is in effect since 2002 for our federal waterways. For the federal law, for any boats that are underway in any of our, like the Mississippi River, for example, Lake Winnebago, the Fox River, any of our connections with federal or with international waterways are covered under the federal regulation and with a very stiff fine. So what the bill also does is not only certainly address a responsible age and requirement for when boats are underway for safety, but also then matches and is the state or the same as the federal law.
Yeah. So right now, did I hear you say Lake Winnebago because it has access to a federal waterway?
That's correct.
So that's right in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Have there been many cases in Wisconsin of children drowning?
Yeah. There have. You know, if we look at back to the year just 2006 and 1993, over that period of time, that 13-year period of time, there were 8 children that drowned without wearing personal flotation devices. And one of them was as young as 11 months old.
Mm.
And the oldest was 12. But imagine that 11-month-old infant. It's just a simple safety requirement. And imagine also that, you know, a parent unable to reach a child that's gone overboard and not able to get to them quick enough or not able, imagine a child where an adult may have been injured or had a medical happening on the boat where they could not be assisting a child, and the child it goes overboard and they're in no way able to put on that personal flotation device without an adult helping. But imagine even an adult trying to put that on a child in the water and struggling to maintain their floating and staying above water in a panic situation, how difficult that is. And so nobody, you know, wants to hold off, I don't think, until the next tragedy happens in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah. Why, though, it has come up over the past more than a couple of sessions and has not made it through the state legislature. So why not?
You know, last session, it simply was not scheduled in the state assembly. If we look at the vote, last session, for example, the assembly committee, the environmental committee, voted 14-0. Every committee that has heard the testimony, the same is true of the state environmental or the Senate environmental committee, 5-0. The votes are consistently unanimous. In the committees that hear the testimony, they are absolutely determined to see the law passed or the bill pass their committee once they hear the very illustrative and statistically exact information that comes before them as a member of the committee. And these are folks that are not easily swayed, in some of them in terms of you know, wanting to provide increased enforcement or government regulation or whatever. But they are absolutely, unequivocally concerned and see the need for this once they hear the testimony that's brought before them. And this session, we've had, as like last session, we have, of course, the Coast Guard in support of the legislation. We have the even some businesses like Mercury Marine and Fond du Lac are very concerned about seeing this legislation pass because they, too, they're in the recreational boating arena. They know that the tragedy is not something that anyone wants in that arena. And at Mercury Marine, they take it very personally when someone's been injured. And so
I need to jump in because we have a weather break, and then we will take calls for our guest, State Senator Carol Ressler, a Republican from Oshkosh, who is co-author, co-sponsor of a bill that passed in the state Senate last week and goes to the state assembly now that would make it the law in Wisconsin that children age 12 and under must wear life jackets when they're on a boat. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. Home foreclosures are on the rise nationally, and many see no end in sight. After 5, Ben and his guest will discuss this growing trend and how to help you stay in your house. That's After 5 with Ben Marins and his guest this afternoon. We're talking with State Senator Carol Ressler, who is the co-sponsor, co-author of legislation that would make it illegal in Wisconsin for children ages 12 and under to not have life jackets on when they're out on the water on a boat. We wonder if you support this legislation or not, what questions you might have. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Right now it is state law, Senator Ressler, that there be a life jacket in the boat
That's correct.
Every person in the boat, but not necessarily that anyone have them on their bodies.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, if children are out with a grandpa, dad, mom and dad, an 18-year-old or over who's driving the boat, and something happens, you know, as Mercury Marine said in their testimony, many adults believe themselves capable of diving into the water to rescue a child who falls overboard. According to Mercury Marine, this is a dangerous misconception. Adults may not notice a child falling overboard right away. Children who fall in may not surface immediately. It can be difficult to locate a child in the water, especially when the vessel is in motion. So they have also highlighted that Wisconsin is the number 5 in the nation in terms of having registered boats. Boating is a big recreational activity in this state, as is fishing and so forth. Any use of boats is big here in Wisconsin. And so being 5th in the nation and yet being one of the last 4 states to pass this into law is you know, pretty irresponsible. And I think it's time for Wisconsin to you know, come aboard, so to speak, and see this legislation pass. I'm very hopeful it will pass the state assembly this session. Again, it has passed the all committees in the past unanimously, and did in the Senate this year again, passed unanimously. It passed 22-11 on the Senate floor. Last session it was 24-9 rather.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you can see what happens when the committees hear the testimony. It is just so so real and unchallengeable in terms of testimony that we're eager to have this pass this session. Representative Gottlieb, Mark Gottlieb, is in the assembly representative who is leading the effort this session, and he is quite confident too that we can see this come to a vote in the state assembly this session.
And again, he's a Republican, so this isn't some sort of
very
partisan.
Absolutely not. It is very, very bipartisan. It's one of those good pieces of legislation that truly is bipartisan in the state. You don't hear the partisan wrangling at all on this particular issue.
Yeah. We have lots of callers. Chris in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I think it's a great idea and a great bill that should go into law. I do have a question on the specifics of it. For example, if I take my kids out boating on Lake Winnebago and I throw anchor in a shallow area just so the kids can go swimming, or if I'm on a duck boat in 4 feet of water, which I don't think would be located on a federal waterway, but the part about throwing anchor in a shallow area, does the kid have to take the life jacket on and off each time he's out of the boat, or is this for a moving boat only? And I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
It is for when the boat is underway, and another criteria is if the child is in a cabin space or below deck.
They don't have
so
to have
it. So again, it's operational. It's when it's underway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much, Chris, for the call. What sorts of penalties are there should a parent not have their child in a life jacket?
Well, in any situation in our federal waterways that are under the federal law and covered by then the Coast Guard, the penalties can go from anywhere from a warning to $1,100 under the federal law. Now, in Wisconsin, we would have a panel of judges determine what the penalty ought to be, and it would typically be between $150 and $180. And so it would go anywhere from a warning to potentially $150 or $180 versus what the federal fine can be. The state fine would be far less.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's also another important point here, and that is that our Department of Natural Resources spends a lot of time and money educating the public, and stops that they make and so forth and so on, about the need to wear the personal flotation device, not just have it on board. It just does no good if it capsizes, if it has an incident of a crash, and amazingly, those happen on our waterways.
Mm-hmm.
And, if that child is overboard, the likelihood of them making it through that and in any way having the use of a flotation device is just basically not going to happen.
Next, we go to Dennis in Superior. Hi, Dennis.
Oh, good morning, Joy. Good
morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. The question I had was, you gave statistics of over a 13-year period of 8 tragic deaths. It is an extremely low number for considering the length of time, and I was curious if you have any statistical information for surrounding states where these laws are in place of that kind of information, because the laws were in place and it happened anyway. That's what I'm trying to...
In the other states, you're saying?
Correct.
Well, out of the statistics I gave you, there were a total of 10. Two actually had life jackets, personal flotation devices on them. So our full statistic was 10, with two having been wearing them, flotation device, and the other 8 not. In the other states, I do not have data and statistics on them as to frequency or deaths or lives that were saved or anything else. Obviously, though, the legislators in those states looked at whatever statistics were their experience and looked at the problem or the tragedy that would happen in some situations where they were not wearing them, and they determined it was in the best interest of our water safety and children in the state to to have them wearing them. You know, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, this is the third in terms of vehicular activity. This is the third most third highest in terms of deaths that are caused by any kind of motion vehicular activity. And so it really is, mm-hmm. with our large number of registered votes in the state and voters, we are a state that uses that recreational opportunity a lot, and it ought to be a safe situation for children.
Thank you, Dennis. Dick in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I think this is what's happened to common sense. I can see a life preserver for something like a jet ski or, you know, some of these high-powered speed boats that are, when I'm out canoeing past about 5 feet from me, going about 70 miles an hour. But what about if you're in a canoe or a kayak and you're really paddling hard? By the way, I get out 3 or 4 times a week in a canoe for a couple hours at a time. And some of these 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds, they can swim much better than I. And if you're on a small body of water and so on and just enjoying it, I think this is kind of... it's ridiculous. Force you to have a life preserver if you're a good swimmer and so on. If you can't swim, well, naturally, you'd wear a life preserver if you go out in a canoe or a kayak or a small watercraft.
Now, first of all, Senator Ressler, does this apply to a canoe or just some certain size boat?
It is boats that are 26 feet in length, that are less than 26 feet in length. Unless during the time the boat is underway, every person on the boat who is 12 or younger is wearing a personal flotation device or is in a cabin space or below the deck. I have a situation as an adult where myself and my husband nearly drowned on one of our, it was a river, but you can have strong currents in lakes. Mm-hmm. And you know, people are taken under by currents in the lakes, and think about, you know, good swimmer or not, if you're hit on the head with something, or if you're, you know, dazed or confused or in a panic situation, good swimmer or not, in a panic situation, if they've watched, you know, the adult on the boat have a heart attack or, you know, and something happened, a crash, and people are injured and they're out in the water, good swimmer or not, in that kind of situation, tragedy can happen. And I would say also that I nearly drowned X number of years ago in a canoe. And I had a life jacket, of course, in the canoe, and we went over, it tipped over. And I'll tell you, if it were not, you know, thank God, for a rock that my husband was able to hold on to, and he was able to grab the hood of the sweatshirt that I had on, I was going down for the last time, and I know that.
Spooky. We have to check news, and then we'll talk more with State Senator Carol Ressler, Republican State Senator from Oshkosh, who is the co-sponsor, co-author of legislation that would require children under the age of 12 or under, to wear life preservers. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday, May the 15th. It's 7:36. We're talking with State Senator Carol Ressler, who is co-sponsor of a bill in the state legislature that would require children 12 and under to wear life jackets when they're on a moving boat, not just have a life jacket in the boat, but have it on them. This bill passed in the state Senate last week, and it could be taken up soon in the state assembly. And we wonder if you have any questions about this or whether you support this proposed law or not. Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your questions and comments for our guest. You did, Senator Ressler, have some opponents to this legislation in the state Senate, including, according to a news report, I think it was in the State Journal, saying that State Senator Alan Lassay from DePere was was wondering whether or not this was really going to have any effect at all on irresponsible parents, that if parents, you know, care about the safety and welfare of their children, they'll, you know, they'll put the life jacket on them. If not, they won't. It's up to parents.
Well, that's interesting, because I think that we're responsible to act on, or that we're called to act on the information we have, and in the best interest of the public. And in this situation, we are talking about children and parents, obviously, with an 11-month-old infant that died not wearing a personal flotation device that went overboard, a child 12 years of age. Obviously, you know, in these situations, parents obviously didn't take that effort, and maybe they didn't know. Now they're going to have much more education and be better informed, as it's a state law and not just on our federal waterways. One of the callers earlier asked about information in regard to other states, and I did happen upon the information that I have, that Arkansas did not pass its life jacket law until 7 members of one family died in a boating accident. Minnesota passed its life personal flotation device law after the drowning of a 5-year-old boy. Now, you know, I mentioned those other drownings where personal flotation devices were not worn, and some of the ages of the children. Why would we wait in Wisconsin for something, again, like the tragedy that unfolded in Arkansas or Minnesota, a 5-year-old boy? Why wait for the next child under 12 or under to become a victim without wearing the personal flotation device? When we have it as a law, and it will then be enforced by DNR or still made the Coast Guard in the federal waterways, but the fine may be far less. And I think that also looking at the sponsor or the supporters, we had testimony from the Coast Guard. We had testimony from the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation this session. I don't know if they were in support. I don't recall them being in support last session. But again, we shouldn't have to wait for another tragedy that's going to bring this to the forefront of our thinking. We should be responsible and take this action now.
Yeah, I think he was, and I probably paraphrased him wrong, more concerned that it was sort of the government nanny state when this is something that should be a parental decision. And he is quoted here as saying, do we need politicians and people in government to take care of us from cradle to grave?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting. State law requires that boats carry life vests for every single person on board. I don't think it's obviously, look at what the federal government has done. Look at what other 46 other states have done. It's certainly in the best interest of our children to help keep them safe when our boats are underway. And again, they cannot fasten a personal flotation device when they're in a critical crisis situation, and a panic situation. If it's on, that's already taken care of. That's one less thing they have to think about.
Yeah. Ed in Burlington is with us now. Hi, Ed.
Hi. My question would be, why the age limit? You know, it's just like with the seatbelts, Wisconsin law. There's an age limit for when you have to wear your seatbelt if you're in the back seat of a car. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you should have your seatbelt on anyways. And that would be the same with this. You know, why the age limit for having to wear your... I mean, I do agree with it, but I think that it shouldn't be restricted to a certain age.
You're saying adults should be required to wear them, too? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, especially teenagers. I mean, They're out there with the high rate of speeds, like the other caller said. I've been on many lakes, and it's nothing to be passed by a boat full of teenagers at full throttle and nobody wearing anything.
Yeah, why was it chosen? Why was 12 the magic number, Carol Ressler?
Well, most of the states, first of all, the federal law is that way. This is, you know, one of the benefits of this is being consistent, so that when people travel from one of our rivers to the lakes, there's not an inconsistency. Or someone going from a lake to one of our rivers that, you know, all of a sudden they're facing a fine potentially of $1,100 that they never, you know, knew about when they were just boating on the small lake that they typically traveled on. But when they changed waterways, they are now exposed to the $1,100 fine with the Coast Guard. The age... there's one state that has, Idaho, as I recall, has an age 14. But again, this is the universal age that was most universal age that was chosen for the youngest children, 12 and under, who are obviously truly minors, truly less responsible for knowing good safety practices, and it's the uniform age that has been chosen most regularly across all the states, and that's why the age was chosen. And again, it's not required. Again, it's required for adults to have it on board, and mm-hmm. the personal flotation devices of today are far different than they were years and years ago. For adults, you can have one that's like a belt size. They're very interesting and less obtrusive. So, you know, if adults want to wear that on an all-the-time basis, there's even a less intrusive kind of personal flotation device that's available for them.
I didn't know that. It's not those big bulky vests necessarily.
Not
it could
necessarily
be just that belt
adult,
that goes
right.
around. Yeah.
Right.
Dennis and Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Back again to a definition of a boat. We are stopped, or the DNR stopped at the dock we had at a cottage and set our flotation rafts, you know, your little rafts that you get on, so mm-hmm. they're considered boats. So our kids on these little floating rafts going to have them on, or what's that ruling going to be?
Well, it's really defined as a recreational boat, and it is a recreational boat that is a boat that's used for pleasure. That's the definition in the statute. And then the defining length is 26 feet and less than 26 feet in length and underway. Unless each person on the recreational boat is 12 or younger, is wearing the personal flotation device, or is in cabin space or below deck. Obviously, that's not possible in that situation. Recreational boat is underway if it's not aground, not anchored or moored, and not made fast to a structure, in other words, tied to a structure or the shore somehow. So that's the best I can give you. I think that you probably would need to check further with DNR in regard to that.
Yeah. I'm going to check the weather, and then we'll take more calls for State Senator Carol Ressler, who says it should be the law in Wisconsin that children 12 and under wear life jackets when they're on a boat, a moving boat, on the water, obviously. Not just have a life jacket in the boat, but have the life jacket on the child. This bill passed in the State Senate last week, and it is scheduled, at least it could be taken up soon in the State Assembly, and we welcome your thoughts and questions about this legislation. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, coming up after 8. I'm going to talk with the co-author of the new book, Unspun: Finding Facts in a World of Disinformation. Find out how politicians and advertisers and others try to sell us stuff and sell us their ideas using misleading information in many cases. So we'll talk about spin and how we can make sure we're not a victim of spin coming up after 8 o'clock. We're talking with State Senator Carol Ressler. She's a Republican from Oshkosh, and she is a supporter of a law, or I should say a bill, that is moving through the legislature. It passed in the State Senate last week. It's got to be taken up by the state assembly still. Governor Doyle says he does support the bill, and it's likely if it reaches his desk, he will sign it. It would make it illegal in Wisconsin for a child 12 years old or younger to be in a boat on the water without wearing a life jacket. You must put a life preserver or a life jacket on your child under this law. And we welcome your thoughts and questions for her. Bernie in Whitewater is with us next. Hello, Bernie. You're on the air.
Good morning. When I first heard this, I wondered who had some stock in the life jacket company, which I don't think is the case here. But I'm completely opposed to this. I think there's a greater issue in play here, and it is the issue of liberty. Liberty and responsibility go hand in hand, and our society seems to have a very difficult time holding anybody responsible, whether it's a president or a parent. And to me, this is complete meddling in what should be at the individual family level, regardless of whether there are any deaths. You know, you could pass a law saying kids can't be on boats at all. They'd surely be safe from drowning that way. And to me, this is just unwarranted intrusion into people's lives. And it's ironic that it's legal, for example, to have coal power plants that put mercury in the fish that cause illness in the water. But now, you know, people can't do anything about that. People can control whether their kid has a life jacket or not on. And here it is, the government's meddling in that. It's just complete. It's one more law, like the child safety seats and the smoking bans and the drug laws and everything else that's just piling up on people.
We get you, Bernie, but you know, they're not going to outlaw kids being on boats. But what's obviously the parents aren't putting the life jackets on these kids, the eight of them or so that drowned in the past decade in Wisconsin, who weren't apparently eight of them weren't wearing a life jacket. So why not? If parents aren't putting them on, why not tell parents they have to?
I don't think that's government's place. I think that's an unwarranted intrusion. As George Carlin said, the kid that eats too many marbles doesn't grow up to have other kids. You got to thin the herd once in a while. Sorry.
No. Senator Ressler, this is something parents should do.
You know, obviously, the FFA or FAA determined, whomever in the federal government determined, we were going to have seatbelts and on airlines, and that everybody was going to be on aircraft, everyone was going to be buckled in. They determined there was going to be no smoking on aircraft for safety reasons. There are speed limits. We can't, you know, there are speed limits, and we can't drive 102 miles an hour in a 55-limit speed zone based on the engineering, the road construction, travel on it, et cetera, access points, on and on and on for how the speed is determined for that particular roadway. There are regulations in this democracy of ours. We still have laws for public safety and security for the safe and governing of people so that we live and work together well.
Well, I know, and it's there's certainly precedent that this kind of law is there, but it's a Bernie who libertarians like him don't want government intruding in our lives with unnecessary laws. You would say this is a necessary law.
Yeah, and absolutely. And the other, you know, in terms of drug laws, what drug laws was he talking about? That we ought not have, you know, laws or enforcement about drugs. I'm not exactly fond of that comment.
Yeah. Lenny in McFarland is next. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm aware that conditions change when you're out in the water. You don't always know it. And also, if the water is cold, we lost a friend in Lake Wingra, which is a puddle in cold water. His wife was unable to keep him up. He was 42 years old. They were athletic people. So you know that, but I was pregnant, had a six-year-old baby on my back. My husband we were on the St. Lawrence Seaway, where we have an island home, and had gone to dinner, just coasting along the island. It was a 20-year low. We hit shoals. The shear pin was cut. And I remember knowing to my horror that I was not going to be able to keep that baby up. Mm. And I, you know, we got back with great difficulty in the dark, in the rain. And it was the scariest time of my life. I thought, I'm going to lose this baby. Mm. And so I think there are a lot of people out in the water who aren't familiar with the water the way we are. And things happen, and I want to second the information about the less intrusive life jackets. They do cost more, but they don't inhibit movement. And I especially love the ones that I now have for my grandchildren where you could grab a handle at the back of a kid's neck and pull them back in the boat if he... And we supply those to our guests.
Well, Lenny, thank you so much.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, and Lenny knows her way around a boat too. So, and she's a boater who supports this Senator Ressler.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I had not heard that there were handles on on life jackets. Now, that's a great idea. I spoke about my near death and drowning experience myself, and that was the hood of my sweatshirt you know, one was able to pull me in by that hood of my sweatshirt. So a handle makes great good sense. You know, I think that's a good tip for parents and any adults 18 and over that's going to take youngsters under the age of 12 and under out on the waterway.
Thank you again for the call. Andy in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, I sympathize with the senator's concern, their personal, situation that she had. But I think we also have to look at, you know, responsibility and privilege. And there's a couple of things. I mean, one is that we also have a lot of people that die just being near water. And so do they need to wear a life jacket? Alternatively, maybe everybody should take the boating safety course, and that would make them a more responsible driver. I'll take my comments off the air.
A boater safety course would make them a more responsible driver of a boat. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not even sure. I think certain age young people do have to take that, but I'm not exactly sure.
And it's not your bill, but I think he's a little also afraid of slippery slope here. If, you know, we're going to make the 12-year-olds wearing life jackets when they're out on the boat on the lake at the cottage, maybe they should have to wear them while they're on the pier because they could fall into the water if they're on the pier.
You know, I think that the likelihood of someone being able to rescue them from a pier and in shallow water in front of their home, if there are adults out and about or even other children, older children, stronger children that could help them and save them, is a lot different than being in a lake that's 10 or 11 feet deep, that's, you know, or 9 feet deep or 8 feet deep. It's just, that's a lot different. The currents are different potentially in that area. And, you know, hopefully there are others watching and able and that parents have instructed their children who are on the dock, please be careful. You know, Junior could fall in, and watch for Junior. That would be, you know, good parental involvement there. And whatever.
That sounds like your musical cell phone there. But we have just got another.
I turned it off.
Susan in Coon Valley. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. You know, we have all kinds of laws on the books to protect children in the state of Wisconsin, and thank God we do. And I'd like to think that parents want their kids to be safe. So it's amazing to me that people would oppose the idea of having or require the law by law to have kids wear life jackets. We just lost an entire family up here that was wearing life jackets, and it wouldn't have helped them because they were near the dam. However, you look at the majority of boating accidents, they occur out in the water. They do not occur where someone falls off a dock or somebody falls off the bank. It's out in the water. And many times, it's alcohol involved. So I'm saying, let's pass the law, and hopefully we can save some kids.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think there. I have an article from the La Crosse Tribune. A family of four, apparently, drowned there out on the Mississippi River, I think.
Uh-huh.
It looks like they had life jackets on, but they found the life jackets floating, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there. Bob in Pewaukee, you're the last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, a couple of real quick points. One is, I wonder if anybody's taking into consideration how this affect fishermen. I would like to take my 10-year-old grandchild out on the lake.
Uh-huh.
And according to your definition, unmoored boat, well, I do a lot of very slow drifting, slow trolling, and it gets very warm in Wisconsin in the summer. And and wearing this life vest, I know very often we're down to T-shirts and the lightest thing that we can wear.
Yeah, and you're afraid
and to affect this cultural thing. In Wisconsin. And my main point is this.
I'm going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry, Bob. What about a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old fishing with Grandpa in the hot summer sun?
Well, you know, something could happen to Grandpa. You know, something could happen. The child could go overboard. I understand if it's deep water, you know, that child, if they're not a good swimmer, whatever. But if the boat is not anchored, if it is anchored or moored, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's in situations where it's not anchored. I understand what he's saying about trolling, and his concern about that. Again, if it's not anchored or moored, that is the federal language, and it is the language for the other 46 states.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much, Senator Ressler.
Great to be with you. Thank you for covering this, Joy.
Carol Ressler, Republican State Senator from Oshkosh. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.